Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
It really is incredible, you know, and remarkable that with the Astros, and I know Baseball America's top 100 player list is a subjective list. There's no real stats. There's no computer science to it or anything. We're coming up on a decade here pretty soon of this period of dominance that they've had. You know, at times dominant, at times merely highly competitive, but there's never been a major dip yet in this period.
At the very beginning, before you even knew enough to know that it was a dip, 2016 was where you go, you make the playoffs in 2015. You don't in 2016, but at that point, we didn't know how good we were going to have it.
Yeah, you're still kind of building at that point. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So from 2017 through last season, at the very least, a hell of a run of being World Series contenders and favorites at various times.
And managing to maintain your spot on lists like this. And for those who don't know, Baseball America puts out a top 100 player list every year right before the season starts. And while it feels like, especially this offseason, Seth, with Bregman and Tucker both leaving simultaneously, same offseason, this is the first one where you've really lost two guys like that on the heels of several years of losing at least one guy that's that sort of category of a top 100 player. I mean, all the guys they've lost at the time they've lost them have been on the list like this, and many of them way up the list like this. When Gerrit Cole left, and when George Springer left, and Carlos Correa, and Justin Verlander, and now Alex Bregman and Kyle Tucker. And yet, the Astros tied for the second most players in the top 100 players list going into the season, with the Dodgers behind only the Braves. Another team that's lost a bunch of guys. I mean, they're like the Astros of the NL in terms of that. Like, the Braves have lost a bunch of guys, and there's still nine guys in the top 100. And who picked a lot of those guys or was involved with it? Dana Brown. That's who.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, yeah.
It's almost Dana Brown's got two teams in there.
So they're tied for second or tied for third?
Tied for second. The Dodgers.
Tied for second on the list as of at least a couple days ago, the Astros were the seventh favorite to win the World Series this year. So, all right. So, I think it's, you don't even have to know anything about the Astros where you can fill in where the difference is between, okay, having the second most highly regarded players on your team versus, okay, why you're a little bit lower down on the list.
Yeah.
It's because some of the deficits and some of the question marks are a lot bigger than they used to be for the Astros. Just having right now as it is in the lineup, we'll see. But having a center fielder and a right fielder that are huge minuses at the plate, that hurts. That, you know, these things work against you. The part that I would be optimistic about as an Astros fan is I know that year in and year out, the Astros' younger pitchers are almost as a rule underrated by the rest of the league. And even though the league knows that the guys like Hunter Brown are going to come along, or you know, that Spencer Arrighetti very well could develop into a solid starting pitcher. They're calling it as they see it right now.
Yes. And I think the other reason too, if we're just taking this group of eight players as sort of the, you know, the correlation between how good are you versus, you know, with respect to how many top 100 players you have, they've got eight in the top 100. They've got two in the top 68. You know what I mean? So they,
yeah.
So Jordan's 13th on the list. Framber is 44th on the list. And then, so you're probably going, okay, well, that's two, and we're already to 44. Yeah, Christian Walker is next at 69. The Astros have five more players from 74 on. Jose Altuve is 74, which is a little depressing to see because it's one of those things like, oh, that's cool, he's still a top 100 player, but it's trending in that direction where we've got to start to worry about Jose Altuve. Isak Paredes is 76, which I think tells you, okay, good job, Dana Brown, good pickup. In the Kyle Tucker trade. Yiner Diaz makes his first appearance in the top 100, 85. Hunter Brown makes his first appearance in the top 100, 94. Jeremy Peña returns to the top 100. He was 97 a couple years ago, dipped out for a year, and now he's 98. So you got a bunch of guys that are in that, in terms of a list like this, that are in that very good but not yet great or not great anymore category.
Yeah, yeah. It's just a different ecosystem, Sean. I'm going to start using the ecosystem the same way the Magnificent Gladstone uses it. I'm going to talk about the ecosystem of the Astros and how they can get back to the ecosystem they used to be.
You had to pick one guy out of these eight who would be a major surprise one way or the other, who either would shoot way up, who could shoot way up the list this year, or maybe is overrated on this list a little bit.
Yiner.
Yep.
Yeah. Yiner would be the guy. Yiner did a lot of things really well as a young catcher last year, and his ability at the plate is very, very promising. I think Yiner is the guy that's probably less discussed than he should be, but still is a work in progress. Yiner continue to improve defensively. Now, and remember there was an article out earlier in the year that said, well, okay, he was really bad at pitch framing, and which is a big deal these days in baseball. But people were saying, well, it might not matter once they bring in the automated strike zone because of the challenge system. Mm-hmm. You got to remember, you only get two challenges per game, or at least two successful challenges. You only get two... How's it work? You get two challenges. If you're successful, you can keep challenging. But it's not like it's going to take pitch framing completely out of it.
Right.
Because the pitch framing especially is good for the ones that the batter isn't going to feel confident enough to challenge. It was like, okay, it was right on the brink. It was right on the line. And you're getting those calls that an umpire might have maybe made a mistake and called it in versus out and all that. So it's a thing. He's got to keep working on
that. That's a great point. It still matters. Yeah, the way I understand it is you get to keep challenging until you get two of them wrong.
Right,
and
right.
And then once two...
I just tried to figure out a succinct way to phrase that.
Yeah.
You start off with two challenges, you can lose them, so it's not like you can use them liberally whenever you feel like
You
got to be careful about it. So pitch framing is still going to matter.
Still going to matter.
You got to fool the batter a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Now there's with the pitch framing before, you're trying to fool the umpire, but now you also got to be sure that the batter doesn't feel like you had to jerk your glove out there to get it.
That's right. Yiner's a good one. I would say, man, all three at the bottom of this list of guys in the top 100, like Yiner, Hunter Brown, and Jeremy Peña, I all think are fantastic candidates for the answer to the question I posed to you. If there were a big riser from these, because I mean, Hunter Brown is 94 on the strength of basically 4 months of baseball last year. He was abjectly the worst starting pitcher in baseball if he had the entire season last year that he had from June on, he'd be where Framber is on this list. And I feel more like he's that guy because that's how he ended the season than he's going to revert back to what he was. And Peña's been outstanding this spring. I mean, we've all been kind of waiting and hoping for Jeremy Peña's offensive game to catch up to what he was offensively in the postseason in 2022. Like for 2022 to not look like the anomaly anymore, to make it look like all the work that he puts in the offseason in becoming a better hitter comes to fruition with some better numbers, and he's had a really good spring so far.
I guess I'm glad you brought up Hunter Brown because it's true that, hey, he added the sinker. RIP Alex Bregman, thank you for everything.
60th
you did for
best
us,
player Alex Bregman encouraged that, yes.
Including suggesting that Hunter Brown uses sinker. But after, I didn't arbitrarily choose this, after his last, he had a poor performance in June 2nd.
Okay.
After that, he ended up, so from June 8th through the end of the season, he had a 2.2 ERA.
Wow.
With a batting average of 221 against him.
Yeah, I mean, that's
yeah, like that's in my mind, okay, that's where I'm glad you framed it the way you did, because I think I've almost thought, like, yeah, Hunter Brown is who he was from June onward, and that's all there is to it. He does have to show that he can do it for an entire season.
Full season,
but because I did the same thing with Javier, where Javier kind of got worked into being a starting pitcher and then ended up being brilliant, but in limited usage, and then it was different once he had to do it for an entire season.
That's the big question with all of these guys, that the pitchers that are starting pitchers that are working their way into being fixtures on the staff, is even in this day and age where they get load managed a lot more closely, you know, there's more science behind it. A lot of teams with six-man rotations, so you're pitching every 5 days instead of every 4 days, that kind of thing. Or with 4 days rest, you're pitching with 5 days rest, that kind of thing. They're all, by definition, approaching innings loads that they've never hit before, you know?
Yeah.
There's nobody pitching 210 innings in the minor leagues or in college or in high school or anything like that.
Yeah, it's a big leap to what you're hoping for.
Yep.
I tell you, if I cherry-picked even further and went from July 12th to the end of the season, because there was one, he gave up seven earned runs on July 6th versus Minnesota.
Oh, I was there. I was at that game.
Yeah, that's right. You were at that game.
Yeah.
It's not, honestly, that one bad outing didn't hurt him all that much over, you know, from June onward, because his ERA was 2.32 as opposed to 2.4, whatever.
Yeah.
But from June onward, that was an outstanding major league pitcher.
Absolutely. Last year. Absolutely. And if I wasn't at the ballpark, he'd have been even better. Is there a way, can you filter games Sean Pendergast was not at?
I'm not going to pay for the premium version of Baseball Reference, because that's one of those things that in a fit of desperation at 3 a.m., I'll be like, yeah, I'll pay $30 a month for these advanced stats and ability to do calculations. And then a year and a half later, I'm emailing a furious email to Baseball Reference saying, I never signed up for this. I don't know what you got. I don't know what shenanigans you guys are up to, but I demand a refund.
It was late at night. I wasn't thinking. I got a little horny for some advanced stats. And it happens on the internet, man. You spend money on stuff that you never thought you'd spend money on before.
Never go on Baseball Reference drunk, okay?
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. Only stats. I went on onlystats.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes?
Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
So those are the eight. If you're wondering, former Astros on this list, Kyle Tucker, 14, right behind Yordan. 60, Alex Bregman. Carlos Correa, still getting a little top 100 love. 84th on the list of top 100 players.
Kyle Tucker, for any of you interested in a little bit of, like, let's follow this through. All right, he came back from his injury last year. Remember where he kind of just lazily took his time coming back from what was a minuscule microscopic fracture. Small enough that that modern technology and imaging couldn't even pick it up. Yet he saw fit to basically sit out an entire from the vernal equinox to the to, to, to the summer solstice and beyond. In the playoffs, he batted 0.0. And so far in the regular season, he batted 0.000.
Yep.
He was 0-for-4 today on opening day in Japan. Yes.
Do you think most Astro fans root for these guys that leave in free agency or root against guys that leave in free agency?
They root for George Springer and that it hasn't worked out that well. I think most will root for Alex Bregman, except for the unfortunate circumstance of him playing for Boston.
Well, and there was the narrative around how he handled the whole free agency too, where I think a lot of Astro fans just remember that how long it took for him to arrive at going to the Red Sox.
So you think they're going to root against him?
Yeah, there was like a Bregman fatigue at the end of that whole journey.
There definitely was for me by the time it was over, and it was definitely over. I was more mad at baseball writers than I was at Alex Bregman himself.
Yeah.
Carlos Correa.
Complicated.
I think people are just, what's that?
Complicated. Carlos Correa.
It's complicated. Yeah. I don't think they want to see him have success. I don't think they root against him, but I don't think they really want to see him have success. Who else am I missing?
Verlander.
Verlander will be... Yeah, I think Verlander they'll root for.
I root for Verlander.
He's playing the Astros. Yeah, I think people will be... Plus, Verlander's at the point now where it's just a... It's a good story.
Yeah.
You see a guy pitching well in his 40s if he does well. That'd be really good. Good for him. That's a go Nolan Ryan that joint. Yeah.
I can't quite put my finger on it, but Tucker is at the top of the list of guys that I hope fail at his next stop.
I really do. Yeah. I really hope he fails.
Okay,
and
you
fails
and I are in sync
I hope
that.
He falls flat on his big stupid face.
That's kind of what I'm thinking, too.
I hope a baseball hits him in the forehead as he lazily tries to make his way over to... You know what it is with Tucker?
What is it?
It's that he just defensively... Seems like he lost interest the last couple of years. It felt like all those things where early in his career, A.J. Hinch had to have a talking to with him about how he needs to show the same level of urgency as the other guys on the Astros. Mm-hmm. And, I eagerly await him getting a gigantic contract somewhere else and then being an incredible disappointment and a weight around the ankles of some poor franchise that gave him a 12-year deal.
Okay,
yes.
Okay, this is a good segue.
I wanted him to poo-holes the hell out of some franchise.
This is 11 years, 336, man. That's what they were estimating yesterday on MLB.com. All right, this is a good segue then. I think I know how people are feeling about Laremy Tunsil here in Houston, but we're going to hear from Laremy Tunsil. And I got to tell you, hearing from Laremy Tunsil as a Washington Commander made me feel a little bit different than I did when the trade went down a week or so ago. We'll talk about that coming up next.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.